My name is Joanne Littrell from Public Service International. Our group's quite a small group, but we've got a diverse group of countries, so we hope that we're going to have extensive input from a variety of areas. The way in which we have decided to proceed is by looking at economic empowerment across the whole of the 12 areas. To make it manageable, we've divided it into several groups, which include the impact of globalisation on women, women in poverty, which also includes women-headed households, women's economic participation, unpaid work and rural women. And we see that the Asian economic crisis has an overarching effect into all those areas, and we're not dealing with it as a specific issue in itself. The way we see that we'll proceed is that we have divided, each of us have undertaken to work on those particular headings, review the NGO symposium report and identify the particular issues and strategies suggested in that report, while also taking into consideration the various country reports and the further reports that are being provided during the meeting on issues related to economic empowerment. We consider that this way we'll be able to draw a great deal of information together. And obviously our main focus in the end is to actually have some strategic outcomes in which we can include into the drafting area. We had, you know, a fairly significant amount of discussion around the particular issues related to economic empowerment as it relates to women in the Asia Pacific area. But we consider that by dividing it into those particular areas and trying to draw it together under those headings, we would make it more manageable and probably easier to actually draw into the drafting later on in the week. Thank you.
Right, thank you very much. And second from the group, rights-based approach for empowerment of women.
Thank you. I'm Goldie Holden, and I'm from CAPAR, the Coalition of Australian Participating Organisations of Women. We found we have a rather large group, over 20 in the group, and we spent quite a lot of time into trying to discern what it was we had to do. We found the discussion yesterday afternoon, or the session yesterday afternoon, to be very valuable in getting to know who we were, where we came from, and to look at the issues which were raised again yesterday afternoon. But we didn't find that it helped us to understand what our role as NGOs in this meeting was to be, and that was of some concern to us. We found also that this rights-based approach is a particularly diverse topic. It's a very large topic, and it takes into account violence, and under violence there are many issues. And so in looking at that, we decided that it was important for us to perhaps break up into small groups. And we identified four groups that will meet after this meeting to discuss the specifics of the topic. And those small groups are one, domestic violence and the girl child, two was trafficking and migration, three armed conflict and refugee and displaced women, four health and reproductive rights. I believe it's very important at this meeting that we do not focus on rhetoric. It's important that we look to the future and we look at mechanisms by which we can hopefully ensure that governments take action. And I hope that as we discuss in our group this morning, that and we will remember that, it's mechanism for action that needs to occur, not looking at what the issues are, because the issues are very well defined in our report, the Asia-Pacific report. So that's where we're at. We haven't got far, but we're very clear now, I think, as to where we're going, and we will be meeting after this.
Thank you, Gabby. And is the rapporteur from the third group, political empowerment, here? Let me see. Can anyone from that group report instead? Given briefly? We'll wait then. And let's go to group four on strategies for empowerment of women.
Thank you.
Amelia, she just...
Thank you. In the fourth group, we're looking at strategies for the empowerment of women. Particularly, our dot points were laid out for us, unlike the other groups. We're looking at capacity building, gender mainstreaming, building partnerships, and accountability, monitoring, and evaluation. In some broad discussion about the issue, our group decided that first up, we had to be very clear about what was meant by the term capacity building for who, mainstreaming, which so many of our governments use to just remove services for women and say, oh, you know, you're mainstreamed, and that's not the intent as we understand it. And what does partnership mean? So often partnerships are very unequal, so we feel we need clear definitions to base our work on. We discussed that capacity building should be strengthening mechanisms designed to address the status of women, that it had to have that notion incorporated in it, that we must have effective monitoring machinery of government process for gender implications, which is supported by law and developed and enforced by key players within government who have real power. So often it's just developed by advisors who are on the periphery and don't have any real influence. We looked at the issue of national machinery not being properly resourced, and that was common to all countries. And that includes the range of not just financial resources, but key players, and looking at how we could resource the machinery by the use of academic institutions, key NGOs who also have the capacity play a monitoring role. We discussed that national mechanisms must have a rights and not a welfare focus and be responsible for both implementation but also advocating, even within government, across all government portfolios, so that the monitoring looks at all policy. We discussed that we must have baselines or benchmarks against which to measure accountability. Our very able chair, Shiv Gupta, set us all homework, and we have been working on ways that we think we can take that forward and have those key principles reflected through the drafting committee and through the document that comes out of this meeting. So by tomorrow morning, we'll be reporting that back to you. There was discussion yesterday about strategies, and we just wanted to clarify that by this evening, if possible, if each of the other three groups could give to us strategies, not all your strategies, obviously they're related to your particular issue, but any strategies which relate to overarching principles which will be addressed in machinery. If you could feed those to us so that we can weave them in, that would be excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eileen. Now we have the reporter from the third group on political empowerment for women.
From India, all India women come. I was asked to chair the political empowerment of women group. We decided to first read the overview documents which will be available by this afternoon, and then to identify the issues and to choose the language which can reflect the will of the people as well as that of the NGOs. This group noted that there is increase in the public awareness of the importance of women's political empowerment and their participation at all levels of decision making, but found that the representation of women is inadequate. So it was emphasized that the capacity building programs to develop women's full potential as political leaders should be organized. The group found that at the grassroots level, women are emerging as a major force. Yet, due to traditional values which push women to subordinate positions, there is increasing threat of, and also because of increasing threat of violence, it prevents women from seeking political participation. The group also emphasized the need for affirmative action that should be taken to ensure increased representation of women. Political decision making also is to be encouraged. They felt that women should be given quotas. This we discussed at length, actually thinking that especially for the deprived sections of the women, the quotas are essential, like the indigenous people, the ethnic minorities, the religious minorities. Research is being done to some extent in some of the countries, but it is yet to be emphasized on. And the group discussed how the leadership training can be imparted to women. It also called for placing ceiling on election expenses and formulating fund policies in electoral processes, as most women lack financial resources to engage in.
Thank you very much. Now we heard reports from all four groups. And I'm afraid that we don't have enough time for another group discussion this morning. So instead, we will get, time. We'll have time for any questions and answers and discussions regarding our lobbying strategies. And one thing for those of you who did not attend the Asia-Pacific NGO Regional Symposium at the end of August and beginning of September, but those of you who attended it, yesterday we distributed this report from the Asia-Pacific NGO Regional Symposium. And unfortunately, there is only a limited number of copies. So this will be primarily to those who had attended the symposium. And those of you who did not attend, I encourage you to share with your friends as a background paper. So what was our sentiment and assessment of the Beijing Platform for Action, which will be reflected in our lobbying and as well as our own demands for the report from this ESCAP meeting. And now maybe we have 15 minutes for discussion or questions regarding our management or operation during this ESCAP meeting. If you have any questions, yes, Hiroko.
I have one question about this report. Because from the town, we over 30 people participated in the last symposium. But about out of 30, over 30, I think this town 10 were able to participate in the meeting.
So Tati, do you have any answers to that?
Maybe we can ask you how to get it to them, because the commitment is that they would get the copies. So whether by mail or through our network, we want those copies to get to the women who were there. So maybe you can help us, if the focal points can help us.
Would it be possible that you give those 30 copies to the Japanese NGO participants, and then you read it, you share it, and then you hand it over to your own former participants?
One information is that there are available 200 copies for this meeting. So even that, is the etiquette for those who attended the NGO symposium. So we have to share it among ourselves here, even. I understand that the number that we register for this meeting from the NGO's part is more than 200.
Yes. Sorry. I was just going to suggest that, for example, in Australia, there's about half a dozen people who aren't here who attended that symposium. We would be happy, as long as our luggage isn't too heavy after this meeting, to take those books back and distribute them around the country. And I perhaps suggest to you that others might be able to do the same thing.
Yes.
We can get from the internet. I get it.
Yes,
already in Tokyo. So someone can get from the internet. It's the easiest way.
Yeah. We can get it from internet, but this is, too big to print it out. So that's one problem. You can read it through. But and I myself would be glad to take 5 copies, for the Korean participants. So I think in that way we can save postage also. Right?
We have 200 copies, but my suggestion is that we give it to those participants at this meeting first, and then upon the final day we can just see how people feel to take this back home.
Any other matters?
The meeting room for NGO meeting will be here every morning at 8.
Is a
workshop do you have? No, but there is this timetable you need to study. Yes. At least for the, NGO rep.
It was not available, so we have to find out. Because I went to the persons in charge, and they don't seem to know about that room.
So originally, rooms F and G were assigned for NGO, use. And now you found out that it's not in that
but
way.
But probably so only tomorrow they may give. Anyway, we have to see that it is available.
Okay.
So can I make the announcement also with your permission, because very little time is there. Tomorrow, the first workshop, All India Women's Conference is conducting on it. Yeah, it is there. So I
would... Oh, I would like to ask every NGO participant to get a sheet which lists all the
workshops.
NGO workshops.
Yeah. No, just to tell people who haven't yet been to the first floor, they can collect their documents. There is this pack with all the papers and also this schedule of NGO meetings and whatever. So after this, I think people who didn't get the documents should go.
Oh, can you tell us exactly where to go?
So up the escalator and to the right. And it's very visible as you go up the escalator on the right. There's a huge kind of a counter, and there are two ladies there.
So it's the third floor.
Third floor.
One floor up from
one
here.
One floor up from here. Yeah.
And Yukiko, you
have an announcement, but I'm Yukiko Matsumoto from Femnet, which is in Japan. I'm here funded by the Japanese group to sign. But on behalf of the A-Worker, I'd like to remind you that we are interested in distributing your information through the internet. And I call upon you to please do pass me a copy, electronic copy on the floppy disk for distribution to the people who are not here this time, so we can work with them together next time when they come. And I also call upon the people who are organizing your own workshop. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of good information coming in the workshop, but we're not going to be able to cover all of them. But please, please, please do give us a copy. If you don't have it here now, I'll give you my business card. Please email it to us, and we're very happy to put it on the mailing list for AP Woman 2000 at IXS Woman Works. But if you have a website that you have the information, give me that URL. We'll link it. So please let us collect this information and share it with the other women. So I know it's very difficult if you don't have the experience for getting this online, but please be, keep yourself reminded that unless you give me that information, it's not going out. Okay?
Thank you. Sunila?
I just have a request that if those of us who go into the meeting today and start listening to the governments making their statements and responses and talking about this overall review, if anything, anybody says something that you think needs to be either affirmed or in some way in some way negative to some of the ideas that we ourselves may have about the advancement of women, please keep notes and try to share. You know, it's also an individual responsibility, I think. It may be that your particular concern is with one of the four areas, but I would urge people, because I think not any one of us can listen to everything all the time, and it's very important that everybody takes that responsibility, that if you're there and you hear something that you want to respond to in positively or negatively, just make a note, and then maybe try to see, I don't know if we want to then see where we could share it, but it's very important that everybody takes some kind of attention to whatever strikes your attention, you know. Otherwise, it's like impossible to expect few people to do it.
Well, I think it's a good suggestion, and may I add that instead of, you monitoring certain, number of countries, I would like to suggest that those of you who are from, for example, I'm from East Asia, and for those of you who are from East Asia are concerned about reports from East Asian countries, and I think in that way work can be divided very evenly, so those of you who are from South Asia are primarily responsible for monitoring the overview statements of government delegates from South Asia. How does it sound? Yeah? Because you are most familiar with the area that you are from. Yeah. And then among yourselves, you divide the work. So I'll divide the work with Japanese participants, for example, in listening and checking to the checking the statements from the geo countries, in East Asian countries.
Can we just perhaps ask everybody to be there to listen to Tati give the regional NGO?
Yes, I just wanted to check. We were to meet after this meeting in our thematic groups. The time won't permit that. So will we be meeting from 3 o'clock till 4 o'clock in this room? Because we do need to follow through on our groups, and I'm just wondering what now will be the process.
That would be in the middle of the session that was going on here, right? In the middle of all the speeches. So I think rather than that, maybe lunchtime, or although there's UNIFEM workshop, or maybe after the session is over. After the session is over, maybe 1 hour would be enough.
The conflicting, conflicting time is if we're going to use the 3 o'clock, the Asian Caucus meeting will be at 10.
I think it should be after all the ASCAP session is over. So.
Hesu, even though we were told yesterday that the UNIFEM lunchtime meeting is today, on the schedule it's tomorrow. Yeah, on the schedule that we just received from upstairs.
So then we can meet during lunchtime, can't we? Yeah. Mm-hmm. In groups. In this room, this room is reserved, so we can come here and then, work like yesterday.
Hey, for those who did not, or who were not here yesterday, I think some explanation would help.
All right. Since the discussion topics of this ESCAP meeting will be clustered around four, one is economic empowerment of women. If you go through the agenda of the of this meeting, one is economic empowerment of women. The second will be rights-based approach. to the empowerment of women. The third will be political empowerment of women, and fourth is strategies for empowerment of women. So we divided ourselves into those four groups. And those of you who did not participate yesterday, you can still join any of these four groups according to the interests of yours and participate in the discussion and the forming out and monitoring the government and then definitely try to influence the adoption of the report for this SCAP meeting. So then we will all meet during lunchtime in this room in four groups and discuss whatever needs to be discussed.
Exactly, lunchtime. Yes, we should, you know, be more organized. Huh?
After the morning session is over. Yes.
Yes, that's better. Okay, we'll be here at 1:00.
Then from 1 to 2.
So I think South Asia just set up a meeting. I think people have set up meetings for lunchtime. I would suggest that you, sort of reschedule because Pat just told me there's a South Asia meeting at 1:00. So I don't know how we're going to combine. So should we cancel those meetings? Obviously, we'd have to cancel those meetings if we want to do discussion.
Yeah. Can the sub-regional meeting be cancelled? Because there would be always conflict among, you know, meetings.
So as we understand, it's 1:00.
Yes, 1:00.
In this room.
Yeah, and maybe for those South Asian, South Asian group, they can meet, from 12:30 to 1:00, and while eating, you can discuss whatever, you know, in short time, or find some other time. Otherwise, it's not manageable.
But the rooms that should be, you know, reserved for us are room G and F, but since they are not ready yet, so we assume that we'll meet here. This is our, you know, meeting place.
I think that's all for now, this morning, and let's all work very diligently. I think we have lots of papers to read regarding the GEO documents, as well as our own symposium report. And yes,
Mr. Gupta. I just wanted to share something. The list, the provisional list of participants shows Pakistan has a huge delegation, but that was pre whatever happened in our country. So don't think that there's anybody there from Pakistan. So I don't know what we're going to do.
All right, thank you very much, and we will all meet again at 1:00 here. Thank you.